Well, y'all, I think Steve and Ryan and Bob Montgomery set this workshop up fantastically for us today. What do they all say this business is about? Attitude, enthusiasm. You know, it's what you're doing on a daily basis and what you're thinking on a daily basis that's really going to matter and help you build your business. And, you know, we've all been in the business a different length of time up here. So what we're hoping today is as we share our stories through sharing some ways that we have built our business and some things that we've done to win the mental game and what we're doing to go out there and build our businesses, we're hoping you're going to grab some nuggets from that, you know, that you're going to identify with one of us up here. Because everybody's got a different personality. We're all going to build our business a little different. But we're excited to just share with you some of the things we've done and some of the things we do on a daily basis to win that mental game. And, you know, I think we're all very excited that we have such an incredible company and we have got this Luna Rich X now. How exciting is that? You guys, we have got to be on top of our game to go out there and share this with the world. You heard Bob. We want this to be a multi-billion dollar company. We don't want Bob being in his 80s. And this not being a billion-dollar company. So you know what? We're going to help you today. Hopefully, you'll grasp something that can help you do that. You know, my name is Sherry Selman. I live in Alpharetta with my wonderful husband, Mark. And I was sitting at my first conference about 8 years ago, where a lot of you who are new. Who's new for the first time here today? Gosh, a lot
Good
of
job.
You.
Welcome,
awesome.
Guys.
We are so excited to have you. And, you know, I remember sitting out there thinking, oh, my gosh. What a phenomenal company. You know, 3 months prior to that, I had been introduced to Relive. I was a flight attendant with Delta Airlines. I was a very sick lady. I was in a very desperate place in my life. I had been diagnosed at age 48 with rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia. I was put on a lot of drugs by the doctors. I was facing total knee replacements, so it was about as bad as it could get. I actually walked into my first Tuesday night meeting on a cane. And through these products, it revolutionized my health. I mean, I, within 5.5 months, was off every single prescription medication the doctors had me on. I was back to hiking, biking, playing golf with my husband. I have an incredible quality of life today, you guys, because of what these products did for me. But, you know, I also had a very smart husband who's a financial advisor, and he's the one that saw the business opportunity. And he said, honey, this is the business you've been looking for. I saw a business that helped people. That really attracted me. But I was like a lot of people today, you guys. I was in corporate America, Delta Airlines, and they claimed bankruptcy. I lost the majority of my pension. I lost 40% of my pay overnight. So I was, you know, we were looking. And I was sitting at that first conference, and I will tell you, I remember looking up on a stage, like you're in that room in there, looking up on that stage and thinking, oh my gosh, I saw these people come across the stage like you knew people are seeing. And I was wondering, wow, could I really do this? Can I really do this? And do you know by the end of that conference what I was saying? I am going to do this. I am going to be on that stage one day. I am going to be, you know, really helping people, and I'm going to be encouraging people. I'm going to be helping people understand what this great opportunity and this great company is all about. And you guys, here I am 8 years later doing my first workshop. So if you're thinking, if you're sitting there going, can I be one of those people? Yes, you can. And yes, you will if you want to be. You know, what is the mental game? You know, what does that mean? We all have mental chatter. Each one of us have picked up a phone every day and we've got stuff going on in our heads. Mm-hmm. And what do we do? What do we do and what do we say, you know, to ourselves? You know, for me particularly, it's about visualization. I believe in having a lot of positive affirmations in front of me. I have a lot of things around my house. My husband calls me the sticky note queen. I mean, I've got sticky notes everywhere, you guys, saying, you know, what quotes from famous people that I really respect that have been successful. And I keep those in front of me everywhere. It's all about, what am I thinking? What am I putting in my mind on a daily basis, on a minute-to-minute basis? And, you know, that's what I want y'all to really understand. How many of you all really think about what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Okay, I saw some hands go up, but you know what? I think a lot of us just get in a mode of we just go operate day to day, year to year, month after month, you know, just in the same mode. But start thinking about what you're thinking. As a Relive distributor, you know what? You've got to think in a positive frame of mind. What did Bob Montgomery say? Enthusiasm, positive attitude. It's all about what's up here. And that's what we all know. And you know, it's exciting to be here to just help you all see that, you know what, no matter where you are in your business, I don't care if you've been with the company 20 years or you're just at your first conference, it's all about attitude and it's all about what you're thinking and doing on that daily basis. And you know, Amy, I know you are a very busy mom. You know, Amy has 3 kids under the age of 11. So how do you stay on top of this? What do you do on a daily basis?
Hi, everyone. I am Amy Blazer from Columbus, Nebraska, and can I say I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. I've been a part of Relive for 11 years, and I will tell you I have never in my life in 11 years been more excited than what I am right now. And I will tell you it has to do with Luna Ridge X. But on a daily basis, from the beginning of my business to 11 years, it is a mental game. Everything we do on a daily basis is dependent on what our attitude is about. And when I started my business 11 years ago, my husband joined me in this business, meaning we became master affiliates right away. But there's a big but that came with that. When the day-to-day things came to happening with Relive, it wasn't quite as supportive. See, I'm sure many of you out there are in that situation, whether it be a spouse, whether it be an in-law, a mother or father, a sister or brother, who literally you may not be playing a mental game with yourself because you believe in what you're doing, but there's a mental game because of what's going on outside. See, I knew with my heart and soul when I started this business, this is what I wanted to do. The mental game with me was, I can do this. I'm going to be successful. Relive is my business. But the mental game was within the outskirts of what was going on. Because my husband supported me, meaning helping me with my daughter and things like that. But it was the day-to-day things. It was taking time, in his mind, it was taking time away from our family. But see, what I saw as Relive is I saw it as an investment in my family. What I was doing at that point, and I still to this day do, is I am investing in my family's future. See, what happened when we started our business is being a busy mom, being a speech pathologist in the school system, I didn't have a lot of extra time. I literally marked on my calendar times when I could fit Relive into my day. See, the mental game for me was, I'm going to do Relive. I'm going to find time to do Relive. The mental game for my husband was, she's taken a little bit of time away from our family or away from what is going on. But see, what happened is that as time progressed, I continued to share Relive with people. And see, what happened over time then is that as I continued to share with people, I got results on the product. Other people got results on the product. But you know who was most important to get results on the product? After he started very consistently was my husband. But it took time. It was a year, 2 years into my business when he was finally taking the product very consistently. 4 years into my business, I had earned over $100,000 in that year. And at that point, my dream became his dream too. Before, his goal had just to be able to pay the bills. My goal was to have a family that could actually spend time together. So what we have to do is, you know, you look at what happened. Okay, our fourth year earned $100,000. Fifth year, I repeated it. Don was able to quit his job. So now we are a two-parent household with our 3 children. Our youngest daughter is 6 years old. My daughter has never known my husband to have to leave and work for 80 hours a week. We work from home with and around our kids. And so as you're sitting out there and you're thinking the mental game, well, yeah, we are on a daily basis. All of us are dealing with a mental game within ourselves because it is about a mental game of just saying, go and pick up the phone and just do it. This changes lives. But it could be that mental game of what's happening on the outskirts. And what you have to realize is you listen to what is inside you. You know what you have and believe in what you have. When you believe in what you have and you continue to build that and you are excited and you have fun, that is when the mental game that is all on the outskirts becomes a joy to be able to show them and to say, we can do this together now. We can get results on these products because of what this is all about. And I have the joy of being able to introduce Mark Metz from California, and what a joy. I will tell you what, in the past couple of weeks as we have been planning this workshop, I have felt so excited just because being on the phone with these four people, knowing the excitement that they have about Reliv, and if I'm on board, if I can build a business with these guys, holy smokes, this is gonna be huge.
Thank you. Keep it, I got one. Hey everybody, I'm Mark Metz from Temecula, California, and my wife and I have been involved about 19 years with Reliv. And Reliv has just blessed our lives, has given us a lot of freedom. A couple stories. I personally think that Reliv and basically life is a mental game, because what we do is very simple, isn't it? We got this shaker cup, and if you can get people to put two scoops in there, and the most difficult thing is if they can get the lid on all the way and shake it up. That's about the most technical thing that we got. And drink it and you feel great. That is our business model, isn't it? We complicated it. And we think too much, don't we? Haven't we added about 100 extra steps to it? Guys, it's really, really, really simple what we do. You take the products, you feel great, and you come from your guts. You come from your heart. That's what I do, and I do everything in person. I try to come from my heart, and I try to reach to their heart. I don't come from my head, and I try to stay out of their head. If you can touch somebody's heart, you will have a friend forever, and they will be with you. And the most important thing when you're working with that person, Bob Montgomery mentioned this today, is your integrity to do the right thing for that person that's on the other side of the desk or they're sitting across from you. So when we're all in our head, we say, I can't do this, or I can't ever get there, or I'll never be an ambassador. All those are the mental game that you've got to look at that, and you got to feed something positive into your brain. Because your brain's thinking all the time, and 99% of the time, what's it doing? It's saying, I can't, and it's beating the devil out of you. So guys, what I try to do is I ask for help to get out of the way, to get out of my head, because you'll get crazy in your head if you stay up there, literally. It's just chatter. And I try to go to my heart, and then I make everything about the other person. Just be kind and make it about them. And try not to think about yourself, and just try to meet their needs, whatever it is. And if you can do that, you're gonna be able to help a lot of people. Guys, Joyce, this is one of the great things is you build great friendships and all. And Joyce has been in the business longer than we have, and this is Joyce Oathouse from Chicago.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. You know, for me, when Steve and I started, you know, we were on the verge of bankruptcy. We had gone through 2.5 years of working harder than we'd ever worked at a business that was failing. And that does a lot to you. You start to really lose belief in yourself. But we had a huge need. And I wanted to be able to get some relief to my husband, who was so stressed out about our finances, and to be able to write a check for groceries and not have to worry where the money was coming from. So I had a need. The other thing that I had, and I'd always had in my life, is I had a work ethic. Whatever I ever did, I worked hard at it. There were times, my background is computers and accounting, I used to work all night to do month-end closings and financials and those types of things. So I thought, you know, I need to apply that work ethic to Reliv. But I was also really scared. I don't know if any of you have ever had this mental game in your head, but, you know, I'm going to call my friend Sue, and I'm going to say this, and then she's going to say this, and I'm going to say this, and then, you know, she's not going to want to do this. And so I had to get over that. Oh, so I see I'm not alone in that. That makes me feel good. So, you know, it was getting over that. But it's that need that I kept in front of me. Obviously, for me, that was easy to do because of where we were at. You know, that first month, Steve and I made $500. And that gave me belief that maybe I could do this. The second month it was about 800, but our first conference was in 1994. And as I saw people that were earning the presidential director ring at that conference, I thought, you know, they're no different than we are. And so what we did, Bob talked about this morning, is we made a commitment that this is what we were gonna do, because we knew in our heart and soul that this was the answer for us. And we just applied that work ethic that we'd always had to this. We had part-time hours when we started, but that didn't matter. We always say we had part-time hours with a full-time attitude. So I know there's a lot of people out there like me that have a lot of doubt in your mind. And I want you to write this down, if you, you know, and take this with you, is say to yourself, I have self-doubt. There are times that I have self-doubt. But, and I want you to write but in all caps, but I believe that I have all the skills I need to be successful. And you tell yourself that every single day, over and over and over again. How's my time? Time? Okay. All right. I want you guys to say that out loud with me, because it is really powerful. Mm-hmm. So I want you to repeat after me. I have self-doubt.
I have self-doubt.
But. I have everything I need to be successful. And that's really key. So I hope you take that home with you.
Great job.
You know, the very first time that I ever spoke at a conference, I was sitting and I was sick to my stomach. I was so nervous. And Mindy Jones said, "Don't worry, the anticipation is worse than when you really get up there." And I've always held that with me. I felt the same way today introducing Scott, and I've always held that with me, and I share it with new people all the time. But Mindy has an incredible story and has faced a lot of odds that people don't always realize in building this business. So she's going to share.
Thank you. Well, good morning. I am Mindy Jones from Alpharetta, Georgia, and I am so excited to be here. I can hardly believe that it has been almost 23 years since I found Relove. And you know what? I had a lot of mental stuff going on in my head, and I had a lot of obstacles. And a lot of things that could have really kept me from going forward. It scares me to kind of think about, if I would have let some of these obstacles get in my way, what would have happened. First of all, I owned a dress shop. I was a very, very busy lady. I was working 60 hours a week. I didn't have a lot of time. I had gone through my entire savings trying to keep my store open. I was living less than paycheck to paycheck. And I was scared. I didn't know how I was going to make my mortgage payments. But you know what? Someone came into my life named Tom Pennock. And I got great results on the products, and I ended up joining in the business. And a day that changed my life is a day that I sat down with Tom Pennock at my girlfriend's kitchen table, and he sat there and he started asking me questions. He started asking me real important questions about what did I want out of life? What was important to me? And he started painting this picture about what was possible with Relive. The travel, you know, being home with my daughter, being a celebrity, I mean, just all these crazy things. But you know what I did? I sat there and I thought, you know what? This guy believes in me more than I believe in myself. And he held my hand through this whole journey, and he encouraged me, and he supported me, and he loved me. And you know what? That product never let me down. And neither did that business. And I continued just taking step after step. And a lot of people don't know this, and I've never even said this publicly, but I was going through a horrible marriage, very tumultuous. It was up and down. It was like I was on a roller coaster for years and years. And I ended up filing for divorce for the third time, right after I got started in Relive, very shortly after. And it was all I could do to go to the meetings and go to the trainings, because I had this mental stuff going on in my head. I had a lot of baggage holding me down. But every time I went to a meeting, my Relive family embraced me, and they loved me, and they supported me, and they encouraged me. And you know what? Within my first year, because of some people that I found that wanted to relive in a bigger way than I did, I was earning a six-figure year income. That allowed me to sell my dress shop and come home and be that full-time mom And for the last 22 years now, y'all, it has been the most amazing journey I could have ever imagined. But if Tom hadn't believed in me and encouraged me and been, he never told me, Mindy, you can't do that. That won't work. He said, go try it. And if it works, do it. You know, I love that. I love the fact that he let me learn from my own mistakes. One of the things that was the biggest struggle for me in Relive is I was terrified of public speaking. I mean, I would be driving to our meetings on Tuesday night and my stomach would start churning because I knew I was going to have to stand up from my seat and just share my health story. And then it came to a point about 2 months after I was in Relive, they asked me to do this meeting. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't do that. Anybody would rather die than get up and talk in front of people? I would have rather died than get up and talk in front of people. And I can remember sitting on the front row of that meeting, and the person was introducing me, and I felt like I was going to pass out. And I actually looked at Tom Pinnock. I said, Tom, I will give you $1,000 if you don't make me do this meeting. And I meant it. I didn't even have it, but I meant it. But you know what? He said, Mindy, first he said, yeah, maybe there's 6 ways to earn income and reload. No, he said, get up there and do that meeting. I believe in you. And I got up there, and without a doubt, it was the worst meeting you've ever seen in your entire life. But Tom came up to me, and he told me afterwards, he said, Mindy, he said, that was awesome. You know, I'm so proud of your courage. A couple weeks later, I overheard him saying, that was the worst meeting I've ever heard. But you know what? I just kept working through those fears, and I kept working on that mental game and thinking, you know what? If these other people can do it, I can do it too. And it just got easier and easier and easier. So you guys, there's always going to be obstacles in your life. I don't know what they are. But if you don't get through them, you won't be up on the stage. You got to figure out what your obstacles are. And some things that helped me get through those mental games, I was like Sherry. I was constantly reading self-help books, you know, books on our industry, listening to tapes back then, CDs now. I still do. I still work on my mental game every single day. But I'm so grateful that somebody believed in me more than I believed in myself, and that I took that step and said yes and worked through those hard times. And we've kind of all talked a little bit about some things that we've had to work through in our mental game. And now we're going to go back and kind of talk a little bit about some of the things we're doing to create massive action. And to kick us off is Mark Metz. I actually met a gentleman, y'all, 20 years ago, going from the airport to my car in one of those old buses, that we exchanged business cards. It only just took a smile and a business card, y'all. It didn't cost me a dime. And he introduced me to Mark and Ann Metz. And Mark and Ann Metz were complete strangers, and they have become two of my dearest friends in life. So please welcome back up to the stage, Mark Metz.
I've already said, basically, my whole workshop over in the other room, I said, you just go sponsor people. That's basically all you got to do. And that's basically what I've done for the last 2 years. This is not a complicated business. I tend to overcomplicate everything. My wife keeps things really simple. Like when we got involved in Relive, it was fun, simple, and it was easy to do. That's what it used to be, and that's what attracted us. We actually went to a Thursday night Christmas party. It was the first thing we went to, and we decided to join when we opened the door and just felt the energy in the room. It was that overwhelming. And so, guys, I just go back to it. The only thing that keeps us from talking to other people is what? The fear in my head. Everybody knows the acronym for fear, don't you? False evidence appearing real. That's a good thing to write down, false evidence appearing real. So let's say we go to lunch here and we hear somebody talking about they hate their job or something like that. What in the world keeps us from talking to that person? You know, and you don't have to do opportune moments if you don't want to, but what keeps you from talking to that person is just the chatter, the monkey chatter in your mind. They're going to think I'm crazy. I can't help them, okay? That's all just monkey chatter. And don't think that we don't have it. All ambassadors, we still have it, guys. It's just about the mental game. I'll share a story that we had already hit presidential director when Rosemary Bell and Sarah Tainan came in back about 9 years ago. And our income was $12,000. And I got in a slump. I don't want to share with this with you because people think when you become ambassadors that all your problems go away. They don't. Okay? And I lost my confidence level. And I was struggling. And I had this big organization I was trying to help. And both parents had passed away. And I cried out for help for my parents. And my mom came to me through a dream. And she said, if you think you can, you not only can, but you will. You just have to believe you can. If you think you can, you will. You just have to believe you can. This is about belief. The only person that can keep you from being successful and relive is yourself. If somebody ever asked you who's your biggest competition in relive or in your nutrition industry, I say myself. I am the only competition I have. I'm the only competition I have. Nothing else matters. Guys, nobody in the world can keep you from being successful except for yourself. And nobody can make you be successful except for yourself. So just remember that. And I think it's like a football coach. You just go back to basics. Set appointments and do appointments. That's about it. Come from your heart. I don't think anybody questions about our products. They're almost too good to believe ourselves after this long. So they work. Just get out there. Try to get out of your head and get down into your heart and just tell people what it's done for you and make everything about them and be kind and become their friend, and you'll be very successful.
Keep it simple, be kind and make it about them, and build relationships. You know, that's what Mark was talking about, and he did a workshop last year that we all just loved and talked about that. But you guys, I'm going to talk about one of the things I do, and it is simple. It is so simple, and I think people hear the word networking, and they probably complicate that. They think it's something and make it into something, some big deal. But how many of you out there would say that you are in a networking group? Okay, quite a few of you, okay? I would venture to tell you, though, that every single one of you are in a networking group.
Yeah, sure.
Are you in a Bible study? Are you in a care group? Are you in a yoga class? Are you at the gym with people? Are you in a Mother's Morning Out group? You're in a networking group. You have people to talk to who know other people who know other people. And that's what really networking is. It really is simple. You know what it is? It's about putting a smile on your face, extending your hand, and introducing yourself to somebody, and getting to know that person. Our business is all about relationships. If you're new here, you're going to hear that over and over. If you've been around a while, you know that. And it's about establishing rapport with someone and asking a lot of questions and finding out what it is that makes them tick. What are their needs in their life? Where are they going? What do they want? Where would they like to be in life? And you know what? That opens up a door for you to share relive. And every single one of you can do that with people in all of those places that you are in your life. We all have those organizations and all the people that we're around. And, you know, I belong to an ABWA group. I belong to American Business Women's Association. And if you're new here, or even if you've been around a while and you're wondering, how do I get in a networking group? Google it in your county. Google networking. It's going to bring you up all kinds of places and all kinds of things that you can go to and just meet different groups of people. But in my organization, we meet once a month. It's a dynamite group of ladies. And you know what? We all are there to help each other build our businesses. And my goal when I go into that meeting is to meet 3 new people. It's not a goal. You just don't go pass out business cards and just, you know, hope someone your card lands somewhere. But my goal is to establish 3 relationships in that room that day. And then we exchange cards, and I call them, and I get together with them. preferably, like Mark says, in person. This is a person-to-person business, and I get to know them better. And an instance is, we just had an ABWA meeting, and we had an awesome speaker. I always learn something at these groups. And her name was Linda Minnick. She was a life coach. And I was so impressed with her presentation. And I went up to meet Linda. What did I do? I smiled, I extended my hand, and I had about a two-minute conversation with her and asked for her card. And I said, may I call you? I'd love to get together with you for coffee. We did that. We got together 2 days later. We had an awesome exchange of information. She was very interested in Relive after I told her what I did. She came out to our wine and cheese party. Mindy and I do, you know, all kinds of in-home presentations that Mindy's going to talk a little bit about. She loved what she saw. She loved the people she met. She became a Relive distributor 2 weeks ago, y'all. And she's already given me 3 referrals. You know, Linda loves what she does. She's a fantastic life coach. So she may never do this business, but she knows other people who need a business. So that one contact, I've got a new distributor, 3 new possibles, and I've got a lifelong friend who's going to be there and send people to me when she knows I can help them fit a need, meet one of their needs. That's what networking is. It's just getting involved and meeting people and meeting them where they are, like Mark said. Meet them where they are. Not everybody's going to do your business, but you know what? You meet everybody and you introduce Relive to them and you let it fall where it may. And a lot of people are going to follow you. So you know what? A name tag, it's one of the things, this name tag, I wore this today so you could see it. This is one of the most inexpensive marketing ideas you can ever have. I spent $15 on this name tag, and it has gotten me thousands and thousands of dollars worth of business. So I ask everybody, go get a name tag. Let it say Relive. People are going to start hearing about Relive in the community. You know, we're getting all this press now. This goes on me the minute I walk out the door. It's with my keys. My husband says I sleep in it. You know, I go everywhere. Mindy will tell you, you never see me without my name tag. We go out to dinner at night, I got my name tag on. You guys, this is an awesome way to expose people. You're your own marketer. How are you going to reach the masses if you're not out there telling people that you're the Relive person in your community? So this is just one idea that you can do that's inexpensive and very visible, and it'll start conversations. So I know, Amy, you have wonderful opportune moments, and Amy's going to talk a little bit about that.
Yes, and you know, as we are talking today about reaching the masses, I mean, that's really our goal. How are we going to make this company a billion-dollar company? One person at a time, and one person plus one plus one plus one equals millions and billions. I mean, and that's really what it comes down to, is the masses are just each one of us going out and talking to as many people as we can. A little bit doing, a few doing a lot, or a lot even just doing a little and a little bit more. What does that create? It creates incredible business. And you know how I really build a business, most of, because I am a mom of 3 kids. I mean, they're 11, 9, and 6. I spend a lot of time at swim meets, at swim practice, at baseball practices. I'm on a couple boards. I was on our YMCA board. I'm on our Youth for Christ board. I am a very active participant in my kids' school. People have gotten to know me and know about Relive, but not because I've gone up to them and said, hey, I'm Amy Blaser, I do Relive. They have gotten to know me because I've gotten to know them. It's about building relationships with those people. You guys, I spent probably a month on the deck of the pool getting to know the parents that I was sitting by and that my kids are the kids that they're swimming with before we even say a word about Relive. Because I want to know them. I don't care if they know me. I want to know them. I want to find out as much information about them, get to know them. I want them to go, when someone says, hey, do you know Amy Blaser? Yeah, she's a friend of mine. Or I'm acquaintance of hers because we're on a board together. And so it's about building relationships with people. And so a lot of my business is opportune moments too. You know, it's those opportune moments of we are sitting there and we're talking. I mean, as Luna Rich X came out, oh my gosh, you guys, I could barely like control myself sitting at the, you know, at swim practice. But what happened? you know, I'd be sitting there and my phone would ring. And, you know, what do you do when a business call comes and it's during swim practice? You answer it. Because what happens is that they are listening to me. You know, I remove myself a little and they still hear me because you know me, I can speak loud. But what do they know? What's going on? What is this that you're talking about? What's lunacin? I just heard you tell them what that was. Is that something? I mean, I had a guy from practice. Okay, my wife has lupus. And you're just telling that lady on the phone about something that helps with, you know, these diseases. Is this something that could help her? I'm like, hold on a second. Yeah. So I share the information with them. You know, I send them information. I've got them on the phone to listen to a story. It's just about them being exposed to what Relive is about and building relationships with these people, because what we do on a daily basis is not about what we can do. It's what we can do to help others. And so that building relationships, talking to the masses, it's those opportune moments when something comes up, somebody says something. Our swim coach, I'm obviously in the midst of swim season, and our swim coach, I know that she's a sickly lady. She asked me to, I had said, you know, Jenna, you really need to take a look at this. Well, I tried it years ago. And so she says to me on Tuesday night, when I was at practice, she says, you know, I'm really thinking about that. This is what I'm thinking about. This is what I want to do. I said, really, Jenna, that sounds great. I'm not pushing because I want her to get what she wants. I know when she is ready, she will be ready. But I know that next week, when she says to me, okay, bring that product, it's because 2 weeks ago when I shared it with her, I didn't push. That now she is excited. Now she wants to hear more because she has heard those stories. I have encouraged, I have been her friend. And that is more important than anything else, because when you share and you let people know that you care, they're going to see what you have and open their hearts to it. And Joyce is very good about opening her heart, but also about sharing and just being more online. So you're going to share about that?
Yes. Amy, that was awesome. And I hope you hear the theme here. You know, whether you're in a networking group or you're a busy mom sitting by the pool watching your kids practice, it's all about building relationships with people. You know, the internet has made the world a lot smaller. And I love it. My background is computers and accounting, and I still remember the first time someone came in with a little compact computer, and I thought, that's never going to go. Well, guess what? Like Bob said, you never know. And you know, what I love about online, you know, Steve and I earned the trip to Jamaica, and a lot of that was because I was able to reconnect with people from school. I graduated high school in 1971. When we were doing this call, I said, Amy, you weren't even born yet when I graduated high school. And you know, so you lose touch, you know, even though I live in the same town, people move, people get married. But I've gotten in touch with friends through Facebook. There's classmates.com. There's all kinds of ways. And same thing, like Amy, I don't right away put on their Facebook page, oh, I'm doing Relive, you need to hear about this. No, I start finding out about them and looking at their posts and pictures of their kids, and I'm sharing pictures of mine. You know, it's about being personal. Too many times, and I see a lot of Relive people do this, I hope I don't step on any toes, but if you are on Facebook, don't make it all about trying to sell your product. Make it about letting people know who you are and getting to know them. You know, I think it's a great way to reach people. The other thing that we love is webinars. You know, Steve and I sponsored a gal in Iowa. I have still not met her face to face. And, you know, she was a referral. But, you know, and we have a lot of organization in areas where they don't have something regular to go to. So we do webinars because it's a great way for them to invite people. Or if you have a new distributor that's long distance from you and you can't drive to be in their living room, you can do that through a webinar. They can invite people over, or maybe they've got family all over the country. Well, guess what? They can host their own. You can be there with them and host a webinar just for them and their 20 family and friends and introduce them to Relive. And then they can follow up with them by phone. I absolutely love how simple it's made doing this. You know, I still believe that our business is, I love what Richard and Linda Vance said, you know, our business, it's high tech, but it's also high touch. And so I'm not just talking to them online, I'm also getting them connected on the phone. Connecting people is really the lifeblood of what we do. But finding out about them and building those relationships online gives me the credibility to call them and to get their phone number. So I absolutely love that. I think it's a great way to reach people. We do a Monday night webinar. In fact, I know Mindy and Sherry and are part of that and you know, hosting that. We make that open to anybody that wants to bring a guest and hear about Relive. But again, this is so much about high touch, and I absolutely love what they've got going on in Atlanta with these in-homes. And Mindy is going to talk to you a little bit about that and what that looks like. They really know how to have fun down there.
Thank you. Yes, we do like to have fun, y'all. You know, I found out about Relive through an in-home presentation 23 years ago. There were 8 people there, but I caught the vision, and I got a chance to meet people and connect with them. And then as I was starting to build my business, what I would do is I would invite a group of people over to my house, and I'd put a speakerphone on my coffee table, and Tom Pinnock would call in and actually do the presentation over the phone, because he lived in Orlando, and I lived in Atlanta.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Am I done? But you know what? We have kind of taken it to another level in Atlanta, and we do like to have fun, and people like to have fun, and people will follow you if you're having fun. Mm-hmm. So I'm very social. I love a party, and so we are continuing to do the in-home presentations, but we kind of put a little twist on them. We do brunches in the morning. We do lunch and learns in the afternoon, like at noontime. We do wine and cheeses or in-home presentations at night. We even did a Luna Rich X party a couple weeks ago, right after the Luna Rich X came out. So, but the neat thing about this is we run it just like an opportunity presentation. We show the company, the products, the mission, the business opportunity. But it's just a great time to be social and relaxed in an environment where people will just kind of open up and talk. And it's so neat because we actually use brand new distributors or fairly new distributors to do some of the presentations. So it's a great opportunity to create leaders and to build those relationships. But we have a blast. It is so much, they're just so much fun. But, you know, I think one of the important things about an in-home presentation is that you do show the whole picture and you do make it fun. And then afterwards, we spend a lot of time just creating those relationships. And I think you've heard everybody talk about relationships. And that, to me, is one of my very favorite things about Relive, are the people that come into your life because of Relive. And I look at Sherry Selman, and I met Sherry almost eight years ago. And we had become the best of friends. We don't just hang out at Relive opportunity presentations and trainings. We go out to dinner. We travel together. She has become one of my dearest lifelong friends. Anna Mark Metz, 20 years ago, came into my life, and they actually took a step back for a couple years. They moved to South Carolina and they weren't involved in the business. But you know what? I left that door open. I appreciated them for who they were and what they wanted at that time. If I would have burned the bridges then, I was like, who's phone is ringing? If I would have burned the bridges, is our timer's up? Okay, I'm out of time. If I would have burned the bridges, Mark and Ann would have never come back 2 years later. So, you know what? Appreciate people if they want to buy a can of chocolate simplicity. Appreciate them if they want to do a 20%. If they want to do the quick start, wherever they are, meet people where they are. But you guys, there's never been a better time to build a Relive business. I am more excited about Relive today than I ever have been. I mean, for a lot of reasons. I heard someone today say, we didn't have computers back then. We didn't have cell phones back then. But you guys, we have the technology. We've got the opportunity to go out and build relationships. People are busy. But I encourage people to do the in-home presentations. It's just a great way. We had Sherry's last 4 master affiliates came from in-home presentations. My last 2 master affiliates came from in-home presentations. So they are a lot of fun. Make them fun. If you have any questions about them later, I will be glad to answer them. And I'm going to turn it back to Mark Metz to wrap this all up and put a pretty bow on it.
I got it. I think. Quickly, guys, I think, and Bob Montgomery said it best, I think we just got to open the doors to everybody, let people come in, guys. It doesn't matter what products they get on. What matters is, are they happy with Relive? That's what matters.